There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Hey, guys. Welcome to Midday Mobile. I am not Sean Action Man Sullivan. I'm John, Mr. Mobile Young, filling in for my friend who is out saving the planet and rescuing anyone that needs help. I'm glad to fill in for him today. As always, I'm happy to communicate with all of his listeners on Midday Mobile. The Mallory Piping text line is already open at 251-343-0106. Send us your text. The last time I filled in for Sean was a couple of weeks ago. We did a lot of reading off text messages and email that you sent in. So please feel free. I'm still new at this. I'm still trying to figure it out. But with my good buddy, 45 Colton, sitting next to me, we're going to get it done. The first thing I want to do, I said on my Facebook post that I have a big announcement. And beginning Monday night, the 19th at 8 p.m., I will host my own radio show right here on FM Talk 106.5. And it will be called Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, a sponsor by Neudrolics. That's my good buddy Wade and Bob who run that outfit on Spring Hill Avenue. We're going to talk about topics that affect Mobile. We are going to talk about what is going on locally in our city, our county, and our state, and just give a nighttime voice conversation for those of you who are working late or driving home or just don't want to hear your wife's mouth or wives who don't want to hear their husband's mouth. So tune in starting next Monday night, the 19th at 8 p.m., and listen to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. That was my big announcement. I'm excited about it. I'm very nervous about it. I've had one profession for 30 years. Everyone said I had a face for radio. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I will be on air starting next Monday night. At the top, I just want to say this. I use the term Port City Patriots a lot, and that just simply means that you love and respect your city. And how do you show that you love and respect your city? Well, you pick up paper that you didn't put on the ground. You cut your yard. You don't play loud music in public places. You are not violent and uncivilized with other people. You're a polite and courteous Southern gentleman, a Southern belle. Those are elements of a Port City Patriot. And those are things that any of us could do and set an example. But another thing I want to name is decency. Let's just get back to being decent in public. And I was talking to my good friend Johnny this morning, and I said, man, I'm going to have my own show, and eventually I'll ruffle the wrong feathers. I'll make some people mad eventually. As long as I'm talking about what they like, I'll be fine. But when I talk about something they dislike, I'll probably get in trouble. And you know, he said, well, that's okay. That's where it has to be when you tell the truth. So I'm going to step off in it right now. Listen, ladies, if you weigh more than 180 pounds, stop wearing spandex in public. This has gotten out of hand. I know all about body positivity and you feel good and you feel sexy, but let's just be realistic. Let's be decent in public. You can feel sexy and not have your stomach showing. You can feel sexy and not have your big legs showing. You don't have to wear underwear in public and sports bras and you weigh 396 pounds of pulling guard for the Chicago Bears. Let's just be polite in public. Listen, I can't wear everything. I'm 6'4", about 230 pounds. There's some things that just don't look right on me, like skinny leg jeans. I look like a golf ball on a golf tee if I put on a pair of skinny leg jeans with this big belly. So I don't wear them. You know, I look like an idiot if I had a bedazzled belt at 54 years old. There are things I just can't wear. It's not body appropriate. It isn't age appropriate. This, I'm sure spandex is comfortable. I'm sure it is. But it isn't meant for public viewing. So let's bring decency back, ladies. Let's have some shame and self-respect for ourselves. And anyone that's listening to me, tell other people the same thing. Let's be polite in public again. The way we dress now is so casual. Church dresses that are a mid-thigh. High school prom dresses with splits up to the hip. And bosoms are being displayed. Boys don't wear ties anymore. And they're dressed just like they're going to a club or a party every time they go out. And even adult men. Men my age are still wearing backwards ball caps and jerseys. Yeah, I'm old-fashioned. I'm old. I'm that old guy screaming for you to get off his yard. Yes, I am he. But what's wrong with decency? What's wrong with public decency and shame and self-respect? Those are things that make Port City patriots, and those are the things I encourage. I'm going to live by my own rules. I'm not going to play loud music, even if it's Elvis. You know, his return trip show in Hawaii is in the top 10 of my all-time favorites, but I won't play that loudly. I won't speak loudly in public. I won't be profane in public. I won't park in handicapped spots in the fire lane. I will respect the rights of other people, and that's what makes us Port City patriots. So that's my opening monologue. Send your text messages in to the Mallory Piping text line. But I want to start off with something that's very good news. I spoke with Chief Jackson today, and he told me that overall Part 1 crimes are reduced by 24%. When you compare 2023 to 2024, that is incredible. Just between 2024 and year to date in 2025, homicides are down by 24% and assaults involving guns are down by 36%. Mobile, this is what we can do when we work together. This is what happens with crime in Mobile. When we work together, when the police department are using offender-based techniques, which means they look for guys who have committed crimes and who have criminal records and get them off the street so we don't have repeat offenders, then they use technology. I can't name all of it, but they are intelligently led policing. And when the public works with the police department, this is what happens. We can reduce crime. We can reduce crime even further with cooperation. It may have taken us 3 weeks to put those murderous brute beasts in jail for killing Miss Craig. Everyone's innocent and proven guilty, but let's keep them in jail until they and prove them guilty with no bond. And going forward, no bond for violent offenders. All of them. I don't care who it is. If they shoot into a house and miss, no bond. We'll put tent cities out there. But Mobile, this is what happens when we work together. When we have trust between the police department and government, we can reduce crime. Even with the number of crimes that have been committed recently, and the high-profile crimes, and they've gotten a lot of attention, we've put people in jail. So there's no such thing as zero crime. There's no such thing as never a crime is committed. But we can deter crime through community interaction. When bad guys know that Mr. Young is going to call the police on them and wait for the police to get there and point him out, he is less likely to commit a crime. When they know that every witness that saw something is going to say something, they're less likely to commit crime. As our trust grows with the government and the police department, the public begins to be more and more. This is what happens. We decrease crime. So that is a great way to attaboy for the citizens of Mobile. We're doing our jobs together, and let's continue doing it together. Let's continue working to reduce crime and being a part of our city, because, listen, the government and all entities in it can only be as good as the people make them be, right? Our government is by the people and for the people. We hold them responsible by electing them or re-electing them, right? So let's hold them accountable. Let's hold the police department accountable by interacting with them, by being active with them. Don't sit around and wait for a once in an 18-month incident to occur and suddenly everyone's out in the street screaming slogans and cliches. But let's be active in community meetings. Let's attend city council meetings. When the police department officers are having meetings in your neighborhood, attend and listen to the information. Get to know your neighbors. This is our city, and how we live in it and how we carry ourselves in it, we determine that. We determine if the Port City is going to thrive and be a hustling, bustling shop for big businesses and mom and pop stores. We determine that because we choose who our leaders are, and then we participate in the. I'll never, ever publicly endorse anybody for a political position because of my job. Most people know what I do for a living. And that's just me being respectful of the administration. And plus, I don't want to pick the wrong side and lose. And, you know, I go from Sergeant Young to Officer Young at the cemetery on midnight shift. But, you know, so I have to be smart. But the qualities we should look for in our leaders are honesty, meaning that if you ask a question, they tell you the truth the first time. Transparency means that I'll tell you the truth even if you don't ask me. Integrity, standing on principles, not being intimidated, not being bullied, not being bought, not afraid to make a stand and stand up for something that I believe in, telling the public the truth, telling other counselors and other government entities what our ideas really are, and just being that type of person all the time. I want a genuine quality in any leader. I've often been told that I'm a leader. I've often been told that I have leadership qualities, and I'll take people by their word. I only see what's wrong with me. I'm not going to name it on air, but I, you know, I'm not perfect. But I'd like to think that those are the qualities people see in me, and that's why they call me a leader. I'm unselfish. I'm generous with my time and my resources. I consider other people. I'll put you ahead of me. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm 6'4". Like I said earlier, I'm a big guy. I don't have to go bully anybody around. You can look at me and tell me I'm a big guy. But I use my powers for good, and those are the qualities I want in a leader. So when we consider these things, consider your pastor. That's the qualities you should want in a pastor, a bishop, a school teacher, a football coach. Let's have those things. So this is our city, Mobile, and we can make it what we want it to be. The crime stats are down. That is a big plus. And let's just keep working on it, Patriots.
John, getting some texts already on the Mallory Piping text line. Yes, several. And Supermom Jason Scott, retired. See you there. And we'll get to those right after we get into our first break here. But Mallory Piping text line 251-343-0106. If you want to jump in and get a question for Mr. Mobile, J.Y., John Young, in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile today. You want to go through these texts when we get back?
Yep, please do. And I say it Colton or it's Dalton. My bad. I got it right this time. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
You should hear some of the names my wife calls me. I'd rather be called whatever you decide to call me today. Coming back right after the break, yeah, go ahead and populate the text line 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
And we're back. This is still not Sean Action Man Sullivan. This is still John, Mr. Mobile Young. And I'm filling in for Sean today on Midday Mobile. And I'm always happy to fill in for him. He's a good friend. I hope I don't let you guys down. I'm not nearly as congenial as he is. But I will have my own show starting next Monday night at 8 p.m. right here on 106.5. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, sponsored by Neudrolics. Right before we went to break, we were talking about integrity and honesty. And I say that because you judge a tree by the fruit it bears, right? If we have people that are honest and loyal and patient and kind and long-suffering, then you see that in them. And that's what we encourage people to become, not just for yourself, first of all, to give yourself peace of mind, but what kind of society do we have if people are always selfish and thoughtless? No, that isn't it. And I say these things because I want a strong Mobile. I say these things because we can have a stronger Mobile. I read the crime statistics because those are the numbers. And if we're going to talk honestly about it, then we have to say when we're doing a good job, be held accountable when we aren't in Mobile doing a good job. So these are things that we have to take a victory lap on. We have to be happy and celebrate when we have a decrease in crime, regardless of who's at the head or regardless of who's been arrested and not been arrested. When we have these kinds of drops and declines in crime, that means that we're doing something correct. So let's always focus on what's being done instead of what isn't done. You know, so all too often we get caught up in national politics and it influences our local opinion, and it shouldn't. Your local politics are far more important than national policy, because what we do and vote for here in Mobile today affects us sooner. I'm not saying don't have an interest in national politics, but if you can't name your city council person or your state representative and you have a picture of someone in federal government on your wall, you're a little bit misguided. We need more interest here. We need to take an interest in the cannabis legislation that's in Montgomery now. The state is being sued by a law, cannabis seller for not being given fairness in the bidding, the contract bidding. We need to have an interest in that, because decriminalized marijuana is coming. It is inevitable. There will be dispensaries here in Mobile. And wouldn't you want a local owner to have a dispensary through an honest contract than someone who has favoritism in Montgomery or knows someone? That affects us every day. Contracts affects us every day. So we need to be interested in local politics. And by the way, I think marijuana should be decriminalized. I'm going to say it now, and I'll say it proud, and I'll say it to anyone. It should have been decriminalized a long time ago. You can tax it just like alcohol, put the same restrictions on it being in your system like alcohol. You can't drive under the influence. Your boss can still drug test you for it. There's no difference. It has put a lot of nonviolent people in jail for extended periods of time. It has the criminalization of it has now led to drug battles. It's just like when alcohol was outlawed, and the gangsters took over Chicago, and it was a bloodbath. And not that people weren't still drinking alcohol, it's just that it came with a higher price, and usually someone would have to die getting it to you. And that's what's happened with marijuana. I'm more libertarian in my views, I guess. Bob, you know that. But sometimes we got to get government out of our business. Sometimes when we say smaller government, they shouldn't tell an adult what they can and can't do about everything. We can regulate everything. We can legislate everything. So that's my take on that. And you know, but if people really cared as much about these things, then they would vote for people that had their interest in mind. Listen, I read that 80% of Alabamians want gambling, want casinos and a lottery. But our legislators keep voting it down. Why? Because the lobbyists are buying them off. You should be angry about that. How many of you go to the casino for the buffet, and then that $20 you took with you always ends up in that one-armed bandit? That money could be spent here. I'm not a casino person. I'm not a gambler by any means. But if an adult wants to, I shouldn't have the right to keep them from doing it, especially when we elect you to do the will of the people. We should be angry that those legislators voted down again. And it's only the lobbyists from Biloxi and the casinos in Alabama that are paying them off. That's where the money's going for, to get their votes. You should be angry about that. You should be aware about that. The dredging that's going on in Mobile Bay, I encourage you to read Rob Holbert's article in this current edition of Lagniappe. And inform yourself about what's going on in Mobile Bay. Inform yourself about the beavers that are being trapped in Alabama, Mobile. Be cognizant of local issues that are affecting you in your everyday life, and then choose people who are going to represent your issues in your everyday life. Not, listen, when people say things like discretionary and grants and low-cost housing, that's taxpayer money. You should be interested in what your money is being spent on. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what political party you're aligned with. You should have an interest in your local tax money. You should have an interest in sales tax and grocery tax and gas tax. You should have an interest in everything that government spends money on, because it's your money. I mean, working people like me don't get breaks. I'm not wealthy enough to hire a lawyer to write tax laws in my favor, and I earn too much money to get the handouts, the entitlements. They're both taxpayer money. Whether you call it a welfare or a dividend or a write-off or a surplus, whatever you call it, inevitably is our money, and we should be interested in it. The worst taxes a person can pay is being a single man, and they kill us in taxes. And we don't get that money back. We end up having to pay more when we supplement our income by working more. Well, if we don't work more during the year, then we can't eat. We can't go and buy those cigars and steaks that I like. So we have to have an interest in everything that involves us, starting at the local level. Get involved, send emails, write letters, let people know what you think, not just on Facebook and run someone down or thumbs up a picture. Okay, Dalton just gave me the name. We're going to a break. I can ramble sometimes. I'm sorry. So if you guys send us some text messages, I won't ramble so much. We'll talk about it. Whatever you guys want to talk about, send it in. Midday Mobile on 106.5 with John Young.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, guys. We're back on FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. I still am not Sean Action Man Sullivan. I'm John, Mr. Mobile Young, a.k.a. J.Y. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. On the first part of our segment, we talked about the crime stats and the responsibility of government. But let's talk about the responsibility in crime. Ultimately, it always comes down to the person who commits the crime. And so there are different ideas about what causes crime. Mine is primarily immorality. Poverty, there have been poor people forever, and I was poor for some time, and I never thought about stealing because I'd been taught not to steal. So ultimately, to me, crime is a product of immorality. If we don't teach our children at a young age not to steal, to be respectful of other people, to be not try to satisfy their material needs right now, you know, it turns into what we see, the causes of crime. When you have 13-year-olds that are committing violent crimes, they're immoral. When you have people embezzling from their banks, it is immoral. When you have people walking through your neighborhood, pulling on your car doors, it is immoral. So the root of all of these and different crimes in different areas at different times is immorality. We need to bring back shame for committing crimes. We need to bring back shame and responsibility for self and neighborhoods. We need to stop making excuses and normalizing criminal behavior. I watched a couple of news segments from, it wasn't in Mobile, where this kid, 15-year-old, attempted to break into a home occupied by a mother, a woman home with her children, and she shot him and unalived him. And the neighborhood in which the deceased lived, there were actually people saying, well, how else is he supposed to get clothes for money for school? How else is he supposed to pay for things? And that's the mindset that we've adopted and allowed to permeate, that you can't be held responsible. And you guys have heard me say it before. I didn't mean to bring this up, but that is one of the legacies of the BLM movement, is that you can never be held responsible for your action. That if I point a gun at a police officer and I get shot, they didn't have to shoot me. Or if I break into someone's home, especially a woman home with her children, it's not my fault because I need what she has so I can provide for myself. The idea that drug dealers say they call the police on me, I'm just trying to take care of my family. But look at what you're doing to other families. We have to bring responsibility back to where it belongs, and we have to face it all the time. We should not allow anyone to tell us that if you point a gun at a police officer or point a gun at a patriot or anyone else, that you cannot, you should not expect retaliation. That is just inevitable. That's just the way it is. And we have to say that. Let's be just as loud and bold as everyone else that's trying to make us become immoral. Let's be just as loud and bold when they have a man wearing high-heeled pumps and excessive makeup reading books to children in the library. Let's just be loud and bold when they say that you can use whatever bathroom you want at a public facility. Let's be loud and bold when they put books in the library targeting children that encourages sexual activity. Let's be loud and bold like everyone else, or let's be as loud and bold we are about national politics. I've seen people arguing, almost come to fist fights, arguing about national politics, but are mum on local issues. They have no interest in them. So when we talk about crime, let's put the responsibility back where it belongs, and that's on the person who commit the crime. When you talk about young men or young juveniles or young women, let's talk about the parents' failure and their responsibility. Let's talk about who's responsible for raising brute beasts. Let's talk about society that encourages brute beast behavior by excusing it. Let's talk about those things. Let's be angry at the cause of these issues, and we have to talk about them in order to correct them. You know, giving a drug addict a statue memorializing that behavior and while committing criminal activities, what kind of message are we sending when we tolerate that? What kind of message are we sending when we allow people to remove statues of historical figures? What message are we sending to society? Well, we're letting people decide what is right and what's wrong compared to their social status or their emotion at the time. And we allow permanent, long-lasting solutions to temporary problems. We have raised an emotional void and mentally defunct generation of children who only are concerned with how many likes they get on TikTok or how many thumbs up they get on MySpace. Or what's the name of that? MySpace?
Facebook. TikTok. Yeah, MySpace is one of the few that's kind of gone away almost.
Oh, maybe that's why I don't have too much social media activity. I still have a MySpace account. You know, but we have to get back to that. We have to bring back shame and embarrassment. Like I made the reference earlier about about certain people wearing spandex. We have to say that. We have to turn our backs on things like that. We cannot continue in a civilized society behaving in an uncivilized manner. There's no way we can. And the longer we pretend it doesn't exist, or even worse, well, that doesn't affect me. Well, how long before it will? When you have a degenerate subculture, it consumes itself. It consumes all the resources in its own area. Then it must spread like a virus to other areas with resources. That's the example I just gave of the kid who broke into the woman's house. Once this degenerate, immoral, violent, brute beast, twop waffle behavior consumes itself, which it inevitably will, there's only so many resources. And once it burns down everything it has, it will then spread. And like any fire, it will search for oxygen. And it will spread as indecency, just like a fire, consuming the oxygen of righteousness. Let's put pressure back on people to be decent people, especially in public. Let's put pressure back on our preachers to do more than buy Cadillacs and talk about God has a plan for you if you send me $9.95. Let's put pressure back on people to be decent and clean their yards and cut their grass. Let's stop making excuses for it. Listen, Dalton, the other thing that makes me angry is, since when have we allowed text message language to become normal, where people speak in broken grunts and groans like the movie Idiocracy? They can understand me, but I can't understand them. Some people I talk to, I need a translator, closed caption at the bottom. And I don't try to be rude. Listen, I'm a Southerner. I'll draw my words and drag words out and leave a G off something like Macon. But my goodness, it's English, at least it's Southern English, this hybrid language that's become normal, and it's public. Men my age are posting online. Dalton, I just really realized that I-O-N on Facebook means it's own, but it means I don't. I just learned that. And I wonder, why are they talking about ions?
I-O-N means I don't.
I don't.
Wow.
And since people are saying own, I said, why are they talking about ions? You know, I failed science, but I said, ions, what does that mean? That's what we've done, though. They don't say we are making. I've seen guys on sports and sportscasters and sports people are the worst role models there are. They're just terrible. But they will say things like, instead of saying we are going to win this game, we gonna win the game. Mm. It's terrible. But we normalize it. And then when people my age start speaking that way, when people, school teachers and people, mature people, you normalize it. Listen, when you see me in the public, you should not see a 54-year-old version of me when I was 14. I should not have a high top fade with the ramp. I can't grow hair anywhere. I should not have my shirt unbuttoned down. You know, I shouldn't dress like a child. I should not behave a child. Scripture says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, behaved as a child, spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things. And we have to. Men have to set the examples, especially for young men, what to become and young ladies, what to want and a mate. We have to get back to that. We've normalized promiscuity. We promote it with the way women and men dress, the way they talk in public, the way they behave with each other. We have to get back to solving these issues. If we ran crime down by double digits, imagine if we became a more moral society. Imagine if we had greater accomplishments outside of sports and movies and music. Who cares about how many thumbs up you got? How many hands ups have you given? How many people have you given wisdom to and poured into and tried to lead into a better path. How are you leading? When people look at you, do they see somebody to admire? Do they see someone to look up to and try to be? I had plenty of role models. You guys have heard me say, my father is my role model. If I could be a tenth of the man that he is, I would be successful. You know, a great man, my buddy, Pat McCain and his wife, Darlene McCain, they're both on the police department. Their father, Mr. Looney, is a phenomenal role model, a great man who worked hard for his family, provided for his family. He did those things for his family. There are many other men out there that did that. Mr. Shepard, Mr. King, Mr. Jackson. There are many men out there that led their families, that provided for their families, that set the examples. That I was talking to my older brother, Michael, the other day, and he and I were talking that we still clean the house the way we were taught as children. We still wash dishes and sweep the floor like we were taught as children. We still fold our clothes the exact same way we were taught as children. So that proves that habits last forever. They could be good habits or they could be bad habits. But we need to make sure we're setting these habits and then setting the examples and letting kids, when they see us, see adult men and being that moral barometer for our city. That's all I'm asking, Dalton. That's all. What else? What else you got?
So we've got a lot of texts
already.
A ton, and it started right out the gate on the Mallory Piping text line 251-343-0106. First one up. This is an unnamed texter. So a reminder too, if you're going to text us, you don't have to, but we appreciate, and I'm sure you would appreciate, giving yourself a call sign. It's not often, John, and probably any of the other men you've hung out. Nicknames aren't usually chosen, right?
Right, they are not.
Given. So
they are not.
One of your rare opportunities to give yourself a nickname on the text line, if you'd like. This texter, unnamed texter, says, get them. Things fixing to go a little different around here today.
Wonderful.
That's right. With JYN, things are a little different. This is from Retired, what he's named himself, or she has named herself. Hey, Mr. Mobile, you keep it up. I like everything you just did. I like everything you just did. Surprise me about the spandex, but all the other stuff you talked about is perfect.
Thank you.
Scott texted in, welcome to the show. First pop out the box, no spandex. You preach it, man. You're going to do great, John. So the spandex take, that's got him fired up early.
Well, it did, because if I told you what I saw on my way here, man, how does this happen? How does she get in those? Why is she in those things? We have to get back to decency. I have to say things, Dalton, to make sure people are listening to us first. But then I have to put humor into things that we know is true. Mm-hmm. We know that is indecent, and we shouldn't encourage it.
Yeah, and at some point, and not everyone's like this, but people became scared to say anything, right? And not even just in public, but even turning to someone you're in private company with,
right. You
say something like that these days, they might take offense at that. But you're right. Things have gotten to this point because no one speaks up when someone's pants are around their ankles or they're wearing the spandex, right?
Adult men showing their tiger stripe underwear. Men shouldn't wear tiger stripes under any circumstance unless it's Valentine's Day with his wife, you know? But this, I didn't say anything to this lady because I thought she would eat me. So what else you got?
So Jason texted in, and I know some topics, because of your day job, sometimes you don't weigh in. I don't know if this is something you could weigh in on. He says, congrats on the new show. And by the way, 8 o'clock starting Monday night.
Monday night,
so on
the
Mondays,
19th, right here.
Jason says, congrats on the new show, and I look forward to it. Do you believe the topic of moving Metro Jail is possible or just talk? It was brought up at the Mayoral Forum, and curious of your thoughts. I think that was a question directed to...
Really?
Batiste, mm-hmm. And so he had to answer it in some form or fashion. And he didn't say that it would be moved or that it needed to be moved, but he said, hey, I could see that going to Happy Hills, something like that. So is that something that you've even thought enough about to comment on?
I hadn't, but now that I think about it, I'd build a jail 100 stories high if I had to. I'm not sure a good place for it. Maybe. Well, Happy Hill isn't what it used to be. They tore down all the projects out there, right? There's nothing really out there. Yeah. Well,
so, yeah, I don't know if that's what he was talking about because of that or not. Supermom says, my dad is an 86-year-old Southern gentleman.
He has always said, quote, ladies should dress for the body they have, not the body they want. Dresses should be tight enough to show you're a woman, but loose enough to show you're a lady.
Right.
Supermom says those are words to live by.
Exactly. I need to put that on a T-shirt. You know, that's exactly right. And that's all we're saying, Supermom. Let's get back to Southern. True American Southern culture where men are men and women are women. Where the politeness that we show, the yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, holding doors for each other. Everybody said, hey. Everyone said hey to each other. What else you got?
We have a lot. So let's do this one and then go to the break and come all back right. for more. This is from Dirt Digger. John, I believe you will holler in public when someone is doing something wrong. You are a great community leader. JY, thank you for your service. Glad to hear your new show. Plus, I've run heavy equipment all my life, and Newdrolics are a great company and people.
Wonderful.
That's from Dirt Digger there.
Thank you.
The Mallory Piping text line, 251-343-0106. We'll go through the rest of this hour after the news here and get to the texts that are there. But you can join in, 251-343-0106. Any questions or statements, hot takes, and you'd like to run them by JY, 251-343-0106, more after the break.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We're back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. I am still not Sean Sullivan. Action Man is out. Mr. Mobile is in for today. Thank you guys for your text and call. Dalton, I want to say something personally right now. When I say these things about responsibility and men and family, I'm not speaking from a place of perfection. I have failed at many things. There are things that I wish I could go back and do and undo. But I'm speaking from the life of experience of failure, of not doing the right thing or saying the right thing or being in the right place at the right time or not being something that someone needed me to be. So that's why I speak so passionately about getting things right with the young generation. Maybe I can't tell you how to do something, but I can tell you what doesn't work. I can tell you about my failures. I can tell you my successes don't matter. It's what I learned from my failure. You know, it's when I missed free throws and threw out three air balls in a basketball game and my dad booed me at Baker High School. I can tell you how that felt as a failure. I can tell you how it feels to fail the seventh grade math when you have a twin brother who's on that honor roll every year at Palmer Pillins and follow him throughout the high school career a year behind. But in that failure, failing the seventh grade, I developed my own identity, my own personality, and my own path. Those are the things I try to encourage people to avoid. Do your homework. Study harder. If you're lacking something, focus on that more than something you do well. So I by no means am talking down to anyone when I say, hey, man, let's do a better job. I am by no means pointing a finger, holding myself as holier than thou at any point in my life. I've had some highs and I've had some lows. But I tell you what, when you lay in face down on the ground is when you learn a lot about yourself. And that's what makes you get up. I thank the Lord for the strength he's given me. I thank the Lord for the opportunities I have to be on the show with you, Dalton, to fill in for Sean. Hey, I'm just a poor boy from Hillsdale. Who would have ever thought anyone would care what I have to say? Our work with Men United Against Violence, the people that I've met as a result of that, I am grateful for those things. I did not see any of this for me ever in my life, but here I am, and I would be remiss in my duties as a man, as a believer, in this community with the position I have, leadership roles that I've been thrust upon me. I'd be remiss in my duties if I did not point out how we should move forward, how we can improve, how we should live our lives. Not that I've always done it right. Not that I've always been perfect. Not that I've always been correct. It has nothing to do with correction. Perfection. It's not that I've always gotten things right. I've gotten wrong time, you know. So I don't mean anyone to think that I'm talking down to them at all when I say these things, right?
Yeah, and you, when you guest hosted for Sean a couple weeks ago, I thought really great moment, but tough moment. This isn't easy for you, and you've thought, you know, about quitting before on this fight, and you put all this out there into the universe and the world, and then still see the same things happening. You said it gets kind of tough, but put your shoes back on and get back out there and get after it, and that's what you do.
Right. The discouragements will come, Dalton. That's part of life, is that we continue fighting. When I say these things about violence, especially black men killing black men and black women and black children, it isn't easy. Because the perception to the bigoted eye, whether it's a black person being bigoted against me, like the guy that called in and said I should go to black graduations, or the white person that says, ha, 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 that's what they're doing, ha, ha, that's what they're good at. It's not tough because I'm speaking truth that I want to change. I don't want to vilify anyone or vindicate anyone. I want these kids to stop killing each other. Mm-hmm. I live in Mobile. I don't live in Baldwin County or Mississippi. I don't drive back and forth. I live in Mobile. So I have an interest here. I don't just work here. I live here. So I grew up here. My friends are here. My families are here. I want to live here forever. So I have an interest in Mobile, Dalton.
About a minute and a half in this hour, I want to get, and this fits in perfectly, this text from Bill. It says, Mr. Young, I appreciate you on the show and look forward to your upcoming show. Again, that starts Monday nights at 8.
This coming Monday. Right on 106.5.
I have a feeling of hopelessness with Mobile. An example of this was a young man blasting obscene music at a traffic light on airport while casually resting a pistol on his lap as if it was a beverage. I don't see how the city is not a lost cause. Any kind of interaction with these types of, even with the best intentions, can realistically turn deadly. How do you stay positive while facing reality?
People like you. That's the only thing. When these young black men, we had a campaign called Bury the N-Word 2 years ago, I think. And now these young black men are calling themselves young N-Word. They've adopted this subculture, and you have to be willing to kill, die, or go to jail if you say anything to them. But what gives me hope is that people are listening to what we're saying. No one's called me a liar yet. Nothing's happened to me in my profession yet. I'm still being invited to speak at places. And the sad part is we don't see the kid who put the gun down. We don't get phone calls about the kid who said, you know what, men shouldn't have long hair, so I'm going to cut my hair. You know, we don't see the guys who grow up and say, I'm going to get a job and stop smoking dope and I decide to graduate high school. We don't hear from them.
No, there's no party thrown, no public party for that.
Right.
Going to the break, I'll leave you with this text for this hour and we'll get to the rest. John from your Baldwin County Fan Club, keep up the good job. So there
you
go.
Thank you.
251-343-0106, hour number two after the top of the hour news.